brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Another very important worldwide broadcast today on this 6th day of November. This Friday edition, the 6th day of November, 2009. We're going to have wide open phones throughout the first half, at least, of this syndicated radio broadcast so that people can chime in with their take on the very inconsistent, very suspicious news coverage on the massacre at Fort Hood, Texas, just about 75 miles from where I sit here in Austin, Texas. Fort Hood, the biggest military base in the world, the biggest U.S. military base, obviously, as well, a giant army base that's got underground bunkers in the mountain range, underground railways, spurs going out all over the nation. One comes out underneath Bergstrom Airport here in Austin, formerly SAC Command Base. That's a little inside baseball for folks that don't know about that. This is complete spook central, black ops central, mind control central. They trained the Delta Force for the Waco massacre there, according to congressional documents. And we just continue to see all sorts of chicanery coming out of Fort Hood. It's geographically 6 times bigger than Dallas, Texas. It's the main base is 340 square miles, but then there's a bunch of other spur bases off of it. I mean, it's just deep in the heart of Texas. Obviously, our prayers go out to the 12 dead, 31 wounded. I wonder if they'll call for gun bans on base. You know, ban the military from owning guns. I mean, that's the answer for the citizens. This guy was a psychiatrist. He was involved in Homeland Security drills. A lot of witnesses said they saw two other shooters shooting people. It's always the same with Columbine and 7-7, all these events. It has the same M.O. We know Columbine was staged. We know 7-7 was staged. We know 1993 was staged. That's even been in the New York Times. I don't know if this was staged. This guy's a psychiatrist. They have the highest level of any profession of suicide. They have the highest level of any profession of being committed. These are people that think all of the public has a chemical imbalance and needs to be on Ritalin and Prozac. I will bet all the tea in India that this guy was self-medicating as a psychiatrist. He wasn't just a psychologist. He had a medical degree in quackery. Okay? And no, I'm not saying there isn't some true information in psychiatry and psychology. It's just that the different schools and the way the government brings it forward, it's become a tool of oppression. And it's just, it is a fake science to tell a kid, you're not bouncing off the walls because you're drinking sugar filled with red dye and not getting proper nutrients. Let's not give you a good diet. Let's put you on a chemical weapon. That's what the serotonin reuptake inhibitors are. I mean, yeah, there are a lot of snake bites that as you're dying, you kind of have a rush of exhilaration at the end of it. There's a lot of poison that feels good. Methamphetamine, total poison. Morons use it. But the issue here is they're putting our kids on Ritalin, Prozac, all these other drugs. They've got millions of the troops on it. You know, millions of veterans are on it. And it is on the drug insert that'll make you have a psychotic break under stress and start killing people. I mean, this is what it does. And none of the media is talking about this. I have not seen anyone, including my writers. I'm not bashing my writers. I just wonder how everybody missed this. I'll guarantee you he's a Prozac head. Guaranteed. Guaranteed.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest of effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we have three extremely important guests coming on today. Very important issues. We've got Chris Freiberg from Fairbanks Daily News Miner, mainstream newspaper, coming on about the Army out arresting people and tasering people on civilian highways. Just another example of posse comitatus being flushed down the proverbial commode. We've got Bob Chapman for his weekly visit on the economy. Boy, is this a timely time to have him on. And then we have Greg Gordon, the McClatchy newspaper writer that wrote this detailed article about Goldman Sachs betting against the housing market while telling everybody that it was that everything was wonderful. So that's coming up today. We are going to take your phone calls to get your take on the massacre at Fort Hood, obviously, on the economy, on the flu, whatever you like to discuss. But please have your questions and comments ready, because I am going to attempt to try to take a lot of your phone calls here today at 1-800-259-9231. When you hear one caller become disconnected, that's your chance to call in and get involved on air. 1-800-259-9231. Okay. I know a lot of you have been watching the news, and you've seen all the conflicting reports. I don't think I've ever seen a mass shooting story that's had this many conflicting reports except for Columbine. And I've done a lot of deep research on Columbine, and we were not told the truth about what happened there. They smuggled over 120 bombs, according to CBS News, into the building. The school was more than half empty that day with the word to not go to school floating around because there was going to be a shooting the next day. There was. The principal and sheriff were meeting for lunch when all of this went on at a Subway sandwich shop down the street. Most of the witnesses reported men in black uniforms and masks shooting people, at least four shooters, not two. Harris and Kleibold made a video about how they were going to kill everybody. They worked with the school and the video production department. Their parents were both involved in secret, above top secret, black programs with NASA and the Pentagon. Both Harris and Kleibold were on serotonin reuptake inhibitors. And it was confirmed that that a SWAT team shot at least two students. That was in the Rocky Mountain Daily News. That was confirmed in police recordings that were sealed by the court. And it just goes on and on. But it's like 9/11. We know the official story's not true. That's been proven. But we don't know exactly what happened. That's the problem with an investigation. You know when you're being lied to, you just don't know what happened. Now, I will say this about what happened in Fort Hood. Number one, the media is hyping this like it is the greatest event in modern times. Though I pulled up some of the numbers, there have been scores of mass shootings at other bases. There was one killing more than eight people a few years ago at Fort Bragg, a bunch of other events. And normally when you have a mass shooting and it's really someone with combat stress, post-traumatic stress disorder, or a lot of the troops came back and shot up their families or their commanders or their subordinates because they were on, in the last six, 7 years, this experimental anti-malaria drug, which was not approved, but the Pentagon used it, and then now they've had to pull it off the market and not give it to the military because it causes psychotic breaks. Remember, we had a documentary filmmaker on, but Joe Bellinger, and he was down in South America doing shoots 24 times, and he said that he took that same antiviral drug and basically had an Apocalypse Now moment like Martin Sheen does, where he literally was having a psychotic break in his hotel room. So a lot of these mass shootings were caused by that drug alone, clearly. I've talked to people that have been on it. They say it is just like a bad acid trip or something. It is just horrible. And you give this to the Delta Force, these highly trained people, they're going to go crazy. You know, they come home from combat and their wife's screaming at them and they just kill them. So that's going on. He was about to be sent to Iraq. I've read they don't put people in Iraq on anti-malaria drugs. They do in Afghanistan. So I don't know. I mean, there's just too many factors, too many pieces of the puzzle at this point for myself to be able to come on air and tell you concisely that I know what's going on. I don't. Okay, I don't just sit here and make up conspiracy theories for no reason. This guy could have been just a lunatic psychiatrist. They are the number one profession to be committed. They are the number one profession, the highest level of suicide of any profession, of any professional field. They, of course, are the number one medicated group. Doctors and medical workers, number one, are the number one group, according to the Justice Department and other statistics that are out there, to abuse drugs because they have access to it. And then of that group, psychiatrists and psychologists are at the top of the chart. I mean, they are at the tip top of the capstone of using their own poison that they dole out to children and women and people that have car wrecks. Oh, you're depressed because you broke your collarbone and arm and smashed your face in. Here, we'll put you on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor we won't tell you that the drug insert says it causes psychotic breaks and mass murder and delusions of grandeur or extreme depression. And then now they have Prozac-type drugs for Prozac-type drugs. They stack them. They advertise that, oh, you're getting depressed or wanting to kill your children on Prozac or on Luvox or any of these other 100-plus drugs. Oh, well, we have these other drugs that go on top of that. But nowhere. I did a lot of web searching this morning. Maybe Kurt Nimmo or Paul Watson can find it, or Steve Watson can, if that's the case, or Aaron Dykes, as they listen right now. But perhaps listeners can email in to showtips@infowars.com right now. You know, the power of the group out there is amazing when it comes to research. But is anyone discussing whether or not this guy was on serotonin reuptake inhibitors or other antipsychotics? Because that's what these are. They're in the hallucinogen family, the psychotropic family, which is in the overall antipsychotic family. And they actually make you go psychotic in many cases. 99% of the mass shootings are women drowning their babies in bathtubs or driving cars off cliffs with their children in them or chopping their children's hands off or slitting their throats are on Prozac family of drugs. So he's a psychiatrist. They say he'd been having mental problems, had been written up, was trying to get out of the military. I would say there is more than a 99% chance. I would be surprised if it didn't come out that this guy was a complete fruit loop. Now, we still have to ask ourselves, why were we hearing about two other shooters? Why were we hearing that this deranged individual was dead for 4 hours from the time that the story broke? Why were we hearing that Nadal Hassan was dead until at least 4 hours after? Let me see it. 1:30 Central it broke, and then it wasn't till 7:30 that the AP reported that, and it came over my iPhone. So that's more than 4 hours. That is 6 hours. So they didn't report for 6 hours that he was alive. And then they said they had these other people in custody, and witnesses reported multiple shooters. Or were people panicking and seeing military people that somehow got to firearms in their own vehicles or had firearms? And that's how we're getting these reports. We don't know right now. And the military lies so much. The military brass lie more often than they tell the truth. So, frankly, we may never know. But he is a psychiatrist. He had been having problems and had been written up and was trying to get out of the military. And so, I don't know. I don't know. We'll get your take on it after we come back from this quick break. We'll talk to Skip and Steve and Paul and Mike and Connie and others. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. I do have other important news here today that we're going to be covering. We're going to get into the fact that the jobless rate tops 10% for the first time since 1983, and those are cooked unemployment numbers. We'll talk about that with Bob Chapman. So this is a massive jobless recovery, an oxymoron. They invent these new terms daily that are just absolutely asinine to anyone that has two brain cells rubbed together. We're also going to get more into this L.A. doctor allegedly faked exam for immigrants who had diseases to let them get into the United States. We're going to get into a host of other issues and your phone calls and talk about the big tea parties yesterday in Washington against the government takeover of health care. And all over the news, they called them racist. They're not allowed to be against socialist government health care. The media is going to play the race card because they're the real racists. They're the race pimps. Just unbelievably outrageous. Stay with us.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, 12 noon, 4 p.m. Eastern. We're here live. Thanks for joining us today. Let's go to your phone calls. Get your take, your response to everything that's happening. The dollar continuing to plunge, gold continuing to rise, unemployment at record levels. The government's telling us the economy's wonderful, that more NAFTA, more GATT expansion is going to be great. Globalization is good. You've got this spooky shooting going on at Fort Hood. This guy just looks like a complete lunatic when I look at his photo. Will this be used to crack down and set up a bigger police state? No doubt of that. Let's talk to Skip in California. Skip, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, first I want to say hats off to you for Fall of the Republic. It's definitely your best work, and that's a pretty bold statement considering what you've done already.
Well, thank you.
Sure. The other day, you actually had a suggestion, and I think you just threw it out there and then went on to other things, but I think you should really kind of rethink that idea. And what the idea was is you said you could probably write a book about a hundred of the key techniques that the elite use against the public. I think if you were to actually make a DVD where you take, the best tricks that the media uses to pull the wool over everybody's eyes, and you kind of put it out there, I think what would happen is, your viewers and anyone else that sees it would really be able to identify those techniques every time they see it in the media. It kind of, I don't know, maybe intensify everyone's ability to...
No, absolutely. I mean, for more than a decade, I've wanted to make documentaries about media manipulation because a lot of people recognize certain basic forms of it. One simple form is divide and conquer, but then there's hundreds of subgroups of that. I mean, when the media comes out and you say, as a citizen, hey, I don't want $1 trillion, $100 billion government takeover of healthcare. I don't want the government in my life. The government's too big. They say, oh, you don't like black people. And you're like, what does that have to do with anything? Oh, you're a racist. Oh, the Tea Party people were there protesting yesterday. Keith Olbermann and Slimeball Chris Matthews, all of them yesterday, the same talking point, said this is racism. They are injecting racism. They are just putting it where there is no racism involved. No one was thinking about race. It has nothing to do with it on its face, and it's just meant to distract and divert. That's just one example. And when I say there's 100, we'd have to limit it to 100. There's several hundred tricks they use, and I've just learned to spot them all, and they think it's funny. It's like I said over a month ago, I said they're going to have artificial scarcity. They're going to come out and claim that there's not enough of the vaccine, advertise where it's available, and then have big lines of people show up because they know that a lot of people don't want it, over 70%. They know they can't sell it, so if they create the illusion that people want it, people will stampede to get it. Then it comes out in CFR meetings with top health officials, them bragging how they want to do this. So, again, I'm not a genius. I've just learned their tricks, and it's very hard to watch television or to read the newspaper knowing these people's tricks because it's so obvious once you know the tricks. It's enraging to see this, and you just get sick of it. I appreciate your call, Skip. Let's talk to Steve in Texas. Steve, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Alex. Hey, before I give my take on what happened yesterday at Fort Hood, I just want to let you know I'm a member with the Campaign for Liberty, and I got an email from them earlier this week about the amendment that Ron Paul talked about on your show yesterday for the H.R. 1207, and it gave the names of the 13 Democrats who have said they're on board with this bill that he's pushing. And so I called every one of them, and they also gave the numbers for Pelosi and Barney Frank as well. And in the process of calling every one of them and encouraging the 13 members to support this, and Pelosi and Frank as well, with as far as, telling them to have an open vote on this, I also said to each one of them and made a point to tell each one to go to Infowars.com and get a copy of Fall of the Republic and watch that to get educated. So I'm just trying to do whatever I can to get the word out.
Thank you. What's your view on the massacre?
Okay. What you had said, that was one of my first thoughts, was I wonder which psychotropic medication this guy was on. And here's my bottom line take on this. You brought this out. The Pentagon controls the media. You got NORTHCOM and the NSA and FEMA and all these black pop of propaganda groups. I believe this was a false flag terror attack. This guy was an MK Ultra style puppet. They set him up, used him just like McVeigh.
Well, stay there. Stay there, because we can't laugh at this because they have a history.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose. Don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
If you study criminology, a good investigator generally has been involved in investigations for decades because you have to have a wide knowledge of the criminal mind and you have to have a wide knowledge of subtypes of criminal types, and then criminal groups, and how those criminal groups have operated in the past, because if criminals are one thing, if psychopaths are one thing, if control freaks and scam artists are one thing, they are repetitive, they are compulsive, they do the same types of things over and over again, they have signatures. And I will tell you that I didn't start the show saying this guy could be mind controlled. But the minute it came out yesterday that he was an army psychiatrist and an officer, alarm bells went off everywhere. And then right down the line, alarm bells have gone off. But it could be, because more often than not it is, that he was on serotonin reuptake inhibitors, and I will say it again, the drug inserts of all those drugs, by law, we recall conspiracy theorists, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago when medical doctors came out and pointed out that Eli Lilly's trials in 1980-81 of Prozac caused massive increases in suicide and violent actions, including murder. And then due to lawsuits and that coming out in the last decade, what, 4 years ago, they started by law, first in England, then in Europe, now in the U.S. It was 6 years ago in England and Europe, and then 4 years ago in the U.S. By law, the drug insert says this can make you become psychopathic, kill yourself, kill others, delusions of grandeur, mania. I mean, the list goes on and on. Go read it for yourself. You can go to Prozac's own website and click on the drug insert page and read it for yourself. I mean, don't believe me. But pretty much everybody knows that these drugs aren't associated with, they are wedded to mass murder, mass shootings, killings, people killing their children. I mean, women in the history of the world never chopped their two-year-old's arms and legs off. I mean, that was just unheard of. Now it's a routine occurrence because this stuff puts them into another dimension psychologically, another planet. So it could be that. He could be a Muslim extremist. They do exist. There are Muslim nutballs, just like there's Christian nutballs, that go out, just like there's Hindu nutballs who do go out and shoot and kill people. There is such a thing as real terrorism. But none of the facts fit that. And then you have all the conflicting stories by the media. And the fact that they didn't announce for six plus hours that he was still alive after they said he was dead. On and on and on. And they haven't released his file. They're saying he was in trouble and trying to get out and had been in counseling. 99% chance he was on drugs. I'm going to go back to Steve, Paul, Mike, Connie, Nick in a moment, but Steve brought up mind control. And I'm not going to discuss mind control here on this show unless I give you a little bit of background. But in the interest of time to be able to take your calls, perhaps we should set up in the next few weeks a 2 or 3 hours group of guests on the radio, medical doctors and historians, on the declassified history of mind control, not just in the U.S., but in Russia, China, England, and many other nations. You know, Hollywood has this image of the Manchurian Candidate, and you know, a popular remake came out a few years ago. You need to understand that that original film was based on real programs. And in 1976 and 77, MK Ultra, MK Naomi, and a whole other group of programs were declassified to a certain extent. Just the basics of the programs were released, and almost all of it was blacked out. But this fits. It's always an Army officer. Look at the Beltway sniper about to be executed. The Army lived on Army bases. Witnesses saw white men in white vans shooting people over and over again, but these guys get caught. Turns out both of them had been under psychiatric care. That is a 95% chance that was staged. And if we went over that evidence, there's a lot of sites and articles have been written about it to make your head spin. And it's time and time again in these mind control programs. The strongest evidence that we can just quickly cover here is Timothy McVeigh. He's highly decorated in Gulf War I. He clearly gets sheep-dipped. That's come out in federal documents. He goes out of the Army into black ops. He ends up traveling all over the United States, interfacing with militias, interfacing with gun shows, interfacing with white supremacists, interfacing with the Branch Davidians, all these different groups to try to create a history so that when he was set up as a patsy later, they could connect him to all these groups for political demonization. And the state police, an hour plus after the OKC bombing on April 19th, 1995, the state police see a large junker, big yellow junker car driving erratically, McVeigh pulls over, starts crawling around on the ground, saying, it hurts, tell him to stop, I got a chip. He's foaming at the mouth, throwing up, obviously drugged out of his gourd, is what the state police said in the report, because they're not part of the conspiracy. And he's got a gun on the dashboard, and he's saying, get it out, I got a chip in my butt, chip in my hip. They grab him, the feds take him. Meanwhile, the feds order state police in North Carolina to release the Iraqi Republican Guard members, who had later came out were CIA. They ordered them to release them, even though they were trying to get on a plane with box cutters, wire, blue jumpsuits. They're ordered to be released under national security. Then it comes out that the ADL-affiliated Southern Poverty Law Center, that the Southern Poverty Law Center was running Elohim City, where McVeigh was based out of, this white supremacist compound. That came out in FBI documents in lawsuits that the feds were ordered to release 2 years ago. All of that's going on. And then McVeigh is taken to Denver, Colorado, and the entire time, guess who his government-appointed psychiatrist is, who stays with him 5 days a week? He's not allowed to talk to the media. Guess who McVeigh's court-appointed psychiatrist is? It's Jolyon West, who was the U.S. head of MK Ultra with Dr. Ewing Cameron. I mean, this is declassified. They have the king, the Mac Daddy of mind control. Somebody who took foster children along with Dr. Ewing Cameron. I mean, they have History Channel specials about this, and would reprogram children and women and men to where they had a totally new identity and didn't know who they were, and he could snap his fingers and give them orders, and they would bark like a dog. They would shift into different personalities. They did it with PCP, LSD, shock therapy, peyote, 6 months in isolation tanks. 10 minutes will drive most people crazy. In the salt isolation tanks, the temperature of the womb that makes the brain completely freak out, on hallucinogens with earphones on, giving them commands for 6 months at a time. I mean, total mind control slave. Guaranteed, declassified, that they can make a total Manchurian candidate. Now, the head of this program becomes McVeigh's doctor and is there with him many years later when he's executed in Terre Haute, Indiana, at the Federal Execution Center. By the way, West died 2 years ago, died a few years after that, after the execution. So the government thinks you're so stupid that they have the modern father of a total mind control system. He was the twin head of it with Ewing Cameron. Dr. Ewing Cameron, Jolyon West, is the doctor of Tim McVeigh. You cannot make that type of stuff up. No one would believe a Hollywood script like that, because people would say, the government wouldn't put the head of mind control over McVeigh. That's how stupid they think we are. So, yes, there is mind control. And this guy's a psychiatrist. This guy's at Fort Hood, which is a major mind control facility. I'd have to say it's the biggest in the country. And we've listed it as the real Black Ops Command Center next to the Globalist Love multiple bases. But it's a twin base with Colorado Springs. Probably more important. They've got underground nuke bases under the mountains, underground railways. They got it all. I mean, this is Black Ops Central. Or he may just be a Prozac head who went crazy. Very small chance that he is a, quote, Muslim extremist and did it for these reasons. But notice he told people this. We're being told. And I could go on and on and on and on with mind control. But it's a conspiracy theory because people haven't looked at the facts. Just like Gulf of Tonkin in 1964, it was in the major newspapers in Southern California, especially San Diego, that officers came back from the ships and said, this was very immoral. Our ships were not attacked. This was staged. But see, people then read the article, told their friends about it, and decades later, it was just a conspiracy theory. No, it was admitted. And then 4 years ago, they declassified, okay, it's true, we staged it to get into the war. Well, it's the same thing with me saying, oh, Jolly and West, the head of mind control was McVeigh's doctor. You're not going to go look up the facts. You're going to tell your neighbor about it, and they're going to laugh and say, oh, that Alex Jones. Oh, that Alex Jones. He says there was a government plan to fly jets into buildings and bomb D.C. and commit terror attacks called Operation Northwoods. No, I didn't say that. It's declassified ABC News, Baltimore Sun, Associated Press. Look, I wish this stuff wasn't true every day, okay? Think about doing this every day. I am sick of it. But I'm not delusional. I can't just not want to believe something, so then I just wipe the slate clean and forget about it and go on about my business like this isn't true. So I don't know what happened at Fort Hood, but I'll tell you this. It stinks to high heaven. It's got every indicator, but the problem is a lot of the indicators mirror other scenarios. But having the media hype it the way they are, that's kind of the cherry on top. It could be mind control. He could be on Prozac. He'll be on that regardless if he's on mind control or not. That's part of it. You know, the public's under mind control. That's what the Prozac does. It puts you into a dream state, into a highly suggestible, hypnotized state. It's like a truth serum. It's a programming serum. And 20% of the public and growing is on it. That's why you can't talk to them, because it's designed to put you under their total control when you watch the hypnotic television set. I mean, for heaven's sakes, ladies and gentlemen, they figured out how to control populations. All right, I said I'd go back to your calls. Steve, you're bringing up mind control. I thought I'd do a bit of a treatise on that. Now, make your comment. Go ahead.
Yeah, I appreciate you bringing that up, Alex. Yeah, I just wanted to say, I heard, you know, before I get back to finishing this point up, I had heard that the same doctor you were talking about that was assigned to McVeigh was also assigned to Sirhan Sirhan.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, so, and people really need to get educated on this stuff. They have no understanding of how the government, corporate media controlled, you know, deal works, but in controlling people and programming them. But the reason I say I believe this was a false flag terror attack, and I believe your intel is going to bring this out. It has all the classic signs, but here's one of the main ones. Do you remember what they are now saying? This guy was yelling before he committed this act.
Allah Akbar.
Okay, and you've brought this out. Real Muslims, when they're going to commit an act like this, they don't say Allah Akbar. And I can't remember if it was Allah, but it's something after that. It's not Akbar. That's something that CIA operatives say.
Yeah, I mean, to paraphrase it, they say, and this is what they're supposed to say under their religious law, and I can pull up the actual quote, because some of the real hijackings and attacks, they actually say this. They say, basically, Allah is God and his prophet is Muhammad.
Right. You know, and I have to ask, why did the base commander report that this guy was dead? And also that it was not base police that killed him, but it was civilian.
Well, that's the really good news here, but the problem is they've been caught lying or putting out disinformation on so many fronts that this could be another lie. Remember the young lady who they said in Iraq killed all the Iraqi troops? And then it turned out that she hid in fear, and it was all just a PR campaign to get women to join the military.
Right.
And then they killed a bunch of the people in her unit when they came back because they were speaking out.
Right, right.
And the Pentagon clearly killed them just to keep their story going, just like they killed Pat Tillman. And that's clearly in the record for anybody that looks at it, and his family knows that. But they're saying a civilian police officer, contractor on base, a Kimberly Munley got shot herself and shot him four times. The other officer with her was firing as well. And I'm not saying women aren't great shots and can't defend themselves and can't make good police officers. It's just the Pentagon has a fetish with lying about women engaged in heroics as part of their military recruiting drive for women. They want a draft of women. That's been admitted. They've introduced the legislation. But they're saying that she heroically acted and acted very, very quickly. Here's a quote. Really a pretty amazing, aggressive performance by this police officer. And if it's true, great job to her. I mean, it was a female security guard at one of these churches who was packing heat when this nut went into that big church in Colorado and started trying to shoot people. And she killed him within seconds, so he only killed a couple people. So, yeah, it's great. I want women with more guns. And normally the police, when the feds are in control, like Blacksburg and other places, they order them to stand down for hours so the shooter can do their business. And the men all put on 14 layers of body armor and strut around and don't know how to lace up their helmets and boots instead of just charging in and killing the person that's doing it. I mean, I'm not a macho person, but somebody's running around with a gun killing people. I mean, I couldn't control myself. I would grab a firearm and immediately, charge in, probably without even having tactics, because I don't know. That's just how I'm wired. I mean, I'm not looking for a fight, but as soon as one starts, I can't control myself. I mean, I'm ready. I mean, once it starts happening, I like it. And I don't know how they've castrated the men in this country to just turn them into complete cowards. But, hey, this woman's obviously not a coward. Maybe the men can learn from her in future shooting situations. And I said she killed him. I'm going with the old story. She wounded him with 4 shots. We'll be right back.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Que me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul.
Y de provisa me vi. News for everybody. This is looking worse and worse by the minute as some type of false flag event. But you also have a lot of people losing their jobs under incredible stress. You've got veterans who've served 2, 3, 4 tours that are completely mind-blown, who are out there. Every time there's a mass shooting, there are copycat shootings because it introduces the idea into people's minds. This is how you're supposed to respond to stress. Shootings in Orlando office building. Orlando police have responded to a possible shooting in an office building in downtown Orlando. And as of about 2 minutes ago, they're reporting that there are people down. In fact, that's the latest news, that it's 8 people down or 8 people dead. 8 people shot. So we'll continue to watch this. And see, now people aren't worried about the government health care bill that's about to pass. They're not worried about an expansion of foreign banking power or the global carbon tax that's on the verge of passing. They're not worried about the dollar plunging and gold going above $1,100, $1,102 and surging to an all-time mega record. People aren't concerned about that now. No, the mass shootings have begun. And how many times did I say this year? How many times? I need to just get more staff just so we have somebody who marks down my predictions. And so we record them so we have them. Listeners always find them on YouTube and in archives and post them. But how many times did I say in January they're going to have a staged flu hype and a mass shooting, a string of mass shootings around the country using Muslims? I said in the cards, with the preparatory brainwashing that I've seen in the media and on the television shows and in the dramas, both fiction and nonfiction, they're getting us ready to have TSA-like security on the streets of America, in the malls, on the highways. They want to put NORTHCOM on the streets. They're doing it incrementally. And if this continues and if the MO is similar to Fort Hood, we are now entering, as we get more information, an area where this is looking really suspicious. And I'm not the only one that said this. Rush Limbaugh for years had pointed out why every time they're trying to pass anti-gun bills are there suddenly mass shootings. And all of these things are suspicious. I mean, somebody shooting his wife or shooting their neighbors or shooting their boss is one thing. But when people just start running around blasting scores of people and they're always on Prozac, they're always Blacksburg, it doesn't matter. They're always on it. Kip Kinkle, Harris Kleibold, the Indian reservation shootings. I mean, I have only found maybe one or two cases where they weren't on these drugs, and then their medical records are sealed. So shootings in Orlando office building. This is what's being reported.
With Quicken Loans.
Oh, they're on commercial right now. I was just going to pop in for a second and show people what CNN's saying, but they really have nothing to report. And all this is a distraction, but we are forced to cover it instead of the complete world government takeover, the record unemployment, all these other big issues that are happening. Okay, I'm going to go to break. We're going to come back, and then just callers, I know you got a lot of points to make, but I tend to then have long-winded answers. I want to get more people on air. Paul, Mike, Connie, Nikki, Kevin, just have your comments ready. Just make them. I'm going to the next person. And then we'll get into all the economic news and all the police state news and the demonization of the Tea Parties going on by the mainstream corporate media. Hour number 2, 3, and 4, straight ahead on this Friday, the 6th day of November 2009 edition. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Please don't forget the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com with all the best titles of films and books, T-shirts, and material to get the word out.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.